Chapter 1. Where in the hell was he at? Ed woke up on a cot, in some shed with cobwebs in his brain, and hardly able to open his eyes, which were matted shut. He sure wasn't in a crib in the back of the Shamrock. Ah, where in the devil was he at? His eyes rubbed open at last. He tried the door, and it opened. It was dark outside. Quarter moon shining. And he wasn't in San Antonio, either. Damn! How did he ever get to this place? Made no good sense at all. He tucked in his shirt and headed for the corral. Maybe his saddle pony was there. How did he get there, anyway? Phew, he needed a drink. And badly. His teeth were about to float out of his jaw. In the starlight, he surveyed the corral of sleeping horses, all hip-shot and grunting. No sign of one of his ponies. Must not have ridden there. Had he drunk himself into something? He was used to waking up in a crib in the back of the Shamrock, most times by himself. Sometimes he had company, like when one of the doves got cold, she'd come over for the warmth off his body and climbed in to sleep against him. Or if one got too drunk and thought it was her room. This wasn't one of those deals. There wasn't a dove around. Besides, it was too cold to be out in the dark in only a shirt. He rubbed his arms for more circulation. He was so cold he'd begun shaking all over. It was hard to swallow. Freezing to death, and he was taking the damn DTs. Then he noticed the light on at the main house. Whose place was this? Hugging his arms to stop the quaking, he headed for the lighted window in the house. He managed to open the door and fell to his knees inside. Blinking against the bright light in the room, he finally managed to stagger to his feet. The room was empty, save for a long table and chairs. But he could smell ham frying, and the sweet aroma threatened to make him vomit. Then he blinked his eyes at the sight of a woman framed in the lighted doorway.
"You finally wake up?" she asked.
"Where in the hell am I?" he managed, shivering all over until his skin...